I know you can see, as we walk down the high street, what I'm wearing. Not on top, this coat and gloves to protect me from the snow. Not the skirt, though you like the way it blows in the wind. You like when I start to run and it gets kicked up above my knees, revealing the black silk stockings hemmed with lace that I've worn to keep my legs, well, a little warmer. You like it when I run ahead of you and twirl, and you get to see just the tiniest hint of the garter belt keeping the black lace in place halfway up my thighs. I can see you grin as you think about how my ass looks in these black leather boots with just enough of a heel to make my cheeks even rounder. You like that, just for a little while, you have to imagine instead of seeing. You can see what I reveal to you, but what turns me on is what I don't reveal, but you see anyway. The slight restriction of movement in my upper body, how my breasts heave as I run and laugh, but my ribs never move out, only up and down. You know what I've prepared for you under all these clothes. I started hours ago, long before you came to pick me up. I drew a hot bath and lowered myself in, luxuriating in the almost scalding water, letting the day dissolve off my skin. I shaved myself, slowly and carefully, my underarms, calves, thighs, and my mons. So slowly, softly, gently. I won't present you with anything but my best, so I prepared accordingly, with care. I washed my hair, using the only scent that you like that isn't made by my own body. You prefer the perfume of sex, the moisture of my cunt, to any perfume a store could sell. I rub my entire body with lotion to soothe my skin, make me soft. You like my body reactive and glowing, and I make it so. I pampered my skin until it was smoother than silk for you, pale and ready. I cut my nails, leaving them smooth, but still long enough to scratch you when you want me to. I paint them dark red, the color that makes you think of the hot blood in each of our veins and our explosive needs for one another. First, I put up my hair. You like to make other men jealous, so I make it beautiful, all curls and style and femininity. Up in the front, down in the back, so that you will be able to grab it later, but still see my face. Practical and beautiful, just for you. The soft snow sticks to it just so, and to my eyelashes. Next is makeup. Eyes made smoky, dark mascara and dramatic liner. Not over the top. You want me made up, but not a whore. Well, only your whore. My eyes say as much. Looking at you, I am your slut. And only yours. My lips are painted a classic red to match my nails, striking against my pale skin. I made them full and appealing, and the smile that spreads across my face at your admiration makes my breath hitch. I did nothing else to my face. You like to make me blush, and covering my skin would ruin that. You like me beautiful. But never fake. Finally, I began to dress. I started with panties, black and red lace so soft that I almost can't feel that I'm wearing them until the string comes between my cheeks, rubbing against a place I didn't know was empty until you filled it. The lace covers me some, but may as well be an illusion to your eyes. You know what is under there. I am just giving you some rose-colored glasses to see it with. After the panties came the stockings. Black silk, with a seam running up the back of each leg. I rolled them on, one at a time, stretching them over my painted toes, up and around my heel, my calves, and my knees to rest on my thighs. They are hemmed with black and red lace to match my panties, and lay flat along my leg. I put on my belt, high-waisted, and slip the clips onto the lace garters. I smile, thinking of how you will growl when you take them off, and wonder if you will use your hands or your teeth. I put my boots on then, since it will be difficult in a minute. Soft black leather that goes up just under my knee, and a 3-inch stiletto heel. They will keep me warmer than other shoes, and maybe keep you guessing a little longer. I know you love the tease. Finally, I began to lace myself into this corset, the one I've been keeping secret from you. It matches everything else, all black and red florals. It was made for my body specifically, and it knows exactly where it can constrict me. My waist is tightened, and my breasts, so large and soft, are pushed together and up. No bra tonight, nothing to keep them contained. When I laugh, you can see them move with my breath, dancing happily along with me. I laced the corset tightly, restraining my body for you. You can restrain me yourself, but you take special pride in making me do it. My submission is voluntary, and you crave being reminded that this is what I want. You see the way I have limited my very breath for you, for your appreciation and your pleasure. I have shaped myself to your lust, prepared myself for you in every way. The skirt and the top matter little, the jacket and gloves even less. We both know what matters here. Our little public display of ownership. I have made myself a gift for you, wrapped in lace and stays and silk. Now, as we walk hand in hand down the high street, we both know that my lipstick, the color of blood and passion, will be ruined tonight. We make the world jealous.